for almost like a month, you know.
Harbor Commission meeting Tuesday, January 10th, 2023, at 7 p.m. Borough Hall, 100 First Avenue, Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. The regular meeting of the Atlantic Highlands Harbor Commission is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of annual meetings to the Two River Times and by posting it on the bulletin boards in the Harbor Office and Borough Hall reserved for such announcements, and by filing with the municipal clerk on January 4th, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent known, and formal action will be taken. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mr. Curry?
Here.
Mr. Kraus?
Here.
Mr. Sawyer?
Here.
Mr. Sutton?
Here.
Mr. Wolf?
Here. Please stand for a pledge of allegiance and a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. The administration part of the meeting's approval of the December 6th, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
I will abstain, I guess, or recuse myself.
Mr. Curry?
Abstain.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes. Approval of January 4th, 2023 reorganization meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wolf?
Yes. Payment of bills from December 15th, 2022 in the amount of $110,265.29.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Ms. Solander?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wong?
Yes. We're scheduled on the agenda for an executive session to discuss leases.
We're going to go into executive session to discuss leases, and formal action will be taken during the meeting.
I'll call for motion to go into executive session.
Do I need a motion to go into it, or do I need a roll call? Motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Do you want to say what the duration will be?
How long is it approximately going to be?
I would say, what's it, what did you say?
10 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say 10 to 15 minutes.
Go in the back room.
Okay. So we're going to go into the back room. All right, everyone, can I have a motion to leave executive session?
So moved.
Second.
Have a roll call? We need a roll call. All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, we'll continue with the agenda. Unfinished business. There's no unfinished business. New business. Correspondence. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, the commission may remove that item from the correspondence and consider it separately. The Atlantic Highlands Fire Department is requesting permission to use the Atlantic Highlands Harbor for the 2023 Atlantic Highlands Fireman Fair from July 2nd to July 9th, with fireworks on Friday, July 7th, 2023, with the rain date on the 8th. The Atlantic Highlands Recreation Committee is requesting several dates for various events throughout the summer and fall, and have provided the applications. New Logic Marine Science Camp is requesting use of the fishing and kayak beach for their Marine Science Education Day Camp from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. during the weeks of July 10th, August 14th, August 24th, 21st, I'm sorry, and August 28th.
I'll move it. I have a comment.
I'll second.
On the recreation request, I think there's a possibility that some of one or more of the dates is not 100% nailed down, so I will move to approve it as listed now, but just so everyone knows, it's possible that one or more of those dates might change.
They're going to have to let us.
Do we have the dates?
No, because.
The dates of.
Yeah, they're in the package.
In the applications that are attached.
I have a question. I think New Logic Marine Science Camp, I think in the past they paid a fee.
Nope.
No.
No fee?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
They've been with us a long time.
A roll call?
Ms. Alwiner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sutton?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes. Committee reports. Finance. Closing out the year, we'll have Ms. Hohenleitner provide the update as she was on the Finance Committee in 2022.
Yes, thank you. So overall, and we know that there's been, you know, that the fluctuation of fuel definitely impacts what the statement looks like, but overall, when you take out the fluctuation in the oil prices year over year, we had a very strong year in the harbor this year. We are coming up 14.5% ahead of where we were last year, which is wonderful news. And we are in the process now moving into preparing budgets for 2023. And we will be really looking at the expenses in the harbor that are definitely going up just due to everything going up right now. And we will be very mindful when we're creating the budget of what our higher expenses will be.
Thank you. Leases was what we had discussed in executive session, and Mr. Curry will provide the update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have two leases that are expiring on May 31st of this year. Had conversations with both tenants. I'd like to make a motion to approve for Sissy's Place the lease terms we discussed in executive session.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Ms. Alwiner?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
Mr. Curry?
Yes.
Mr. Kraus?
Yes.
Mr. Sawyer?
Yes.
Mr. Sign?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
The second lease with On the Deck, we will continue discussions.
Okay, thank you very much. Personnel, Mr. Sawyer?
No report this evening.
Thank you. Operations, Mr. Sutton?
I'm going to be setting up a meeting with Mr. Flinger and Mr. Murphy to go over some of the operation items and have questions on. And maybe Mr. Murphy might have some also since he's new to the committee.
Okay, that's great.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Clean Marina. Mr. Murphy is the new chair. Mr. Kraus is the outgoing chair. Might provide an update.
No report. What's going on?
You provide an update, all right. Okay. Mr. Kraus was kind enough to provide the new chairman, Mr. Murphy, with a binder with some information. Special events, Ms. Hohenleitner.
So as mentioned, when we accepted the consent agenda, the Harbor Commission special events are going to coordinate with the Recreation Committee to just make sure that the things that are in the harbor are around the schedule for the harbor and the harbor events. We've been looking at reinstituting some events in the harbor that are our events. So just a conversation with REC to try to balance everything the way that, so that there's events on a regular basis, including hopefully they'll be bringing back the concerts down in the gazebo this year too.
Okay, great. Thank you. Administrator report, Mr. Farragina.
No report this evening.
Thank you. Attorney's report, Ms. Malamud.
Yes. Make sure this is on, right? Everyone hear me?
Yes.
Sorry. Yes, I have a report. So the lawsuit against Kappa Construction and the surety bond insurance company MGM has been initiated. We've spoken to the previous attorney, and we're awaiting receipt of a substitution of attorney to file that with the court system, so we become the, my firm becomes the new attorney of record. There was a claim letter sent to the bond insurer at some point in the middle of last year, and since then we've now filed the lawsuit, which was filed on December 5th. The defendants have been successfully served with the complaint as of the end of December, around the 20th or 21st. And so now we're in a waiting period. They have 35 days to answer that lawsuit or otherwise respond or request an extension of time. So we'll have more information when we get closer to that date, the end of the month. I've also received a spreadsheet from the harbor manager that has the list of collections actions or accounts that are in arrears. We're in the process of getting a substitution of attorney for those cases as well that are already in litigation, so we can enforce any judgments. Each case is in a different stage of litigation, so we're in the process of, you know, parceling through each one to find out the exact procedure. And then, you know, we'll further evaluate once we have, you know, data list of how to best proceed with enforcing the judgment or either or initiating the actual lawsuit for other accounts that have not been started yet.
Okay, thank you very much. Harbor manager report, Mr. Flieger.
Sure, sir. We had Independence Constructors here in December 5th and 6th. They replaced the sump in the Pier 6 sump. It's a brand new sump. We're no longer sitting in salt water. All the fuel lines are doing fine. Brandon's came in, they repaired the stormwater drain over it on the deck. It's been an issue for a while, and they went over and rebuilt the storm drain box and repaved that entire area and brought that storm drain up. Roto-Rooter was called in. We had a clog over at Sissy's and on the deck, and one of the downspouts that drained out into the harbor, that was taken care of. We had a water line break in the state police garage. The water line was repaired the very next day. Bob Plummer, and he repaired it. I met with the plumbing inspector. He passed the work in the towboat building for the gas line, so all the shutoffs are at all the heating units now. Currently working on the budget for the 2023 budget year. It's going to be a fun one, so be prepared. There was a leak from the ice machine on the deck. I called the owner. He came right over, took care of the problem, and that is now corrected. I just want to give you guys an idea of what we've been doing down at the harbor. You know, people ask, where's the money going, this, that, and the other thing. The harbor takes a lot to keep going, okay? It's constant repair work. But just some of the upgrades we've done in the past couple of years. We replaced the ADA ramps on Piers 4 and 5. We extended them. So this way here, it was easier for people with disabilities to get up and down those ramps. We lengthened them, is what we did. So that this way here, the pitch of the ramp wasn't as drastic. So, we built the new launch ramp. The public bathrooms below the harbor office are now ADA. We have a new Kubota tracker for the boat yard to bring the boats in and out. We have a new Kubota ATV with a sweeper and a plow for snow in the winter and cleaning the ramp, which we used to have to call C Street to do. So, we've repaired various welds on various piers. The piers are aluminum. They're on floats and they're about 12 years old now. So they have areas that wear. We're constantly updating those, so repairing those. Replaced the rear of the harbor dump truck. Instead of going out and buying a new dump truck for $80,000, we got a welder in. He built a new, basically, tub for the rear of the dump truck, and it looks brand new. So $1,800 versus $80. So,
who was the vendor on that?
What was that?
Who was the vendor on that?
A young man who's very good at what he does. So, The dinghy dock after the nor'easter we had was destroyed. Ozzy and the guys pulled it out of the water, rebuilt it. Brand new, redid the whole framing underneath of it. Painted two buildings in the harbor, on the deck, Sissy's and C Street building, the harbor office, and the gazebo, all three this past year. We installed 10 pyramid anchors for the mooring area. They're all in. Rebuilt the stormwater, did that. Repaired the wave runner pier, which is the, what everybody calls the jet ski pier. We upgraded the harbor gazebo lighting to efficient LED lighting. We upgraded the harbor shop, office, and garage with efficient LED lighting. We purchased a new 50-ton metric hoist, which to replace the old one. We replaced the pier 6 sump, and we repaired hoist lift bulkhead. I don't know if any of you remember that one. When I first got here, first thing we did was they were getting sand infiltration into the pit area, which was making it difficult to get the larger boats. We just built a bulkhead behind the current bulkhead to stop that sand infiltration. And that's everything. There were 18 different items that we've done, and we spent a lot of money to do it.
And the ramp.
And the ramp, yep.
I forget that one.
So,
okay.
I'm proud of everything we did, and just so you know, we didn't borrow to do it.
Thank you very much, Mr. Flinger. I appreciate it.
There was a question. How did the renewals for Sips and Martins look this year, and what are our waiting lists look like?
Waiting lists are very long, and we're pretty full. I mean, we have some openings, but we have more people waiting, and we have openings.
That's great.
Much more.
That's great news. Thank you. Assistant Manager report, Mr. White.
The only thing I want to touch on is what Louis mentioned, the all 10 moorings are now in the new ones. So we have a waiting list as of today, I think 28 on the waiting list for more, so we shouldn't have a problem with any of them.
That's great. Thank you. And now is the public portion of part of the meeting. If anybody would like to make a comment, address the commission, please stand up, state your name and address. Yes, sir.
Kevin O'Brien, Zero Hook Harbor, but I'm not here as a personal resident. I'm representing Lynn Town Chat Club, and on behalf of Commodore and the rest of the British Board, I want to offer any cooperation or assistance that the FLO can provide the commission and the town. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And if you could thank Emily, who's been here for years representing the yacht club, and tell her thank you for all her contributions as well from us.
I will make sure to convey that message.
Thank you. So I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?